The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. He sees and hears all that depend on his faithful love. Psalm 33, verse 18. The Lord is ever watching everything that is going on in your life and in mine. He sees the stresses and strains, the problems and pain, the disappointments and doubt. He even sees ahead of time what is going to take place tomorrow, next week, next year. He is watching over you and guarding your life as a shepherd protects his sheep. He is monitoring your path with a fatherly heart, desiring only the best for you. Nothing can take place today without the Lord being right there with you. Nothing can happen tomorrow that is not already foreknown to him. And he has already taken steps to guide your path in the direction that is best for you. The Lord is ever listening to all the words we speak and the thoughts of our hearts. He hears our cries for help and listens when our voice is raised in thankful praise. The fear of the Lord and reverence of his name is the beginning of wisdom, and trusting his love and believing his word is what delights his heart. And so he sees and hears all those that depend on his faithful love. Is this not a wonderful comfort, to know that God is ever watching over his own? He guards us from danger. He directs the way we take. He listens to our whispered prayer, and he hears our humble worship. The watchful eye of the Father is upon all that reverence his name. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He is watching the evil and he is beholding the good. Oh, what a comfort that he sees everything that happens, whether for good or ill. No matter what takes place and no matter what you face, he sees it and is there with you. Nothing can happen that is outside his plan and purpose for your life. Whatever trial you face or joy that comes along, he scoops it up into his sovereign rule. He also sees the secret thoughts of the heart and the hidden sins that mar our lives. This should not disturb us, but rather lead us to mourn for our foolish wrongdoing. It should cause us to run to him for forgiveness with a humble and repentant heart. It will bring us back into fellowship with the Lord and keep our heart pure before him. The ever-watchful eye of our Father should rejoice our heart and influence our walk. The eyes of the Lord are also on the sinful kingdom, and the wicked man and evil dynasty will be utterly destroyed. Amos 9, verse 8. The times in which we live are indeed evil, and the world seems to be falling apart. The multiplication of evil and increase in wickedness is happening at breakneck speed. Wicked men and their evil plans seem to wax worse, while the godly appear to perish. But God is ever watching their evil designs, and the time is coming for their judgment. One day soon, and very suddenly, their evil schemes will be utterly destroyed. For the ways of a man are always before the eyes of the Lord, for he ponders all their path, and he watches their walk. The eyes of the Lord are upon all the righteous, and he hears their prayer. The will of God and the word of God must be the rule of our life. We are to live by his precepts and be encompassed by his promises in prayer and praise. For he is our Father. Is it not wonderful to know that God is ever watching his own, guarding us from danger, directing the way we take, listening to our whispered prayer, hearing our humble worship? for the watchful eye of our God is upon all that reverence his name.